You know, we're talking a lot about Harbor Beach, but Sandusky has put on quite the good showing here all the way through the beginning of the game. They fell down 7-0 to start this game. They came back with an 8-0 run. The first free throw from Bender is good. He gets a second. He has 11. And then from that point, they took the lead with 2:55 left in the first quarter, 8-7. They never looked back since.
You know, they're one of the most experienced teams in the area.
Second free throw is good as well.
With 10 seniors.
It's a full timeout called by Tristan Pennington. 1:01 left in the fourth quarter. 48-37, Sandusky by 11.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does ThumbCell cover the thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. ThumbCell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
Coming out of the timeout with 50 seconds left, Harbor Beach runs a screen for Ryan Seaman. He nails a three, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach with 50.7 seconds left. That brings Harbor Beach back within 8 points, 48-40. John Mooney, what are your thoughts here?
Oh, you know, Ron is just a brilliant coach anyway. So I smell a press coming on here. If they don't get the inbounds pass, they're going to go ahead and foul. And at this point in time, they need to go ahead and find somebody to follow. There's not too many people on Sandusky that you can. Do you see Jack Sheridan? Nope, he's not even in the game. And Ben Krieger, he's sitting down too. So everyone that you foul for Sandusky is not, you're hoping that they miss at least one.
Yes, indeed. 48 for Sandusky, 40 for Harbor Beach. Mind you, both teams are averaging in their 50s. Sandusky holding Harbor Beach about 14 points under their average so far. Solid defensive effort for the Sandusky Redskins, as well as a solid offensive, despite a low score against Harbor Beach as well. Sandusky comes out of a timeout from Ron Rubel with 50.7 seconds left in regulation. Ryan Campbell inbounding for Sandusky. Full court press gets into Joe Wentzel, back to Campbell. And he is fouled by Julian Tenerife with 48 seconds left, so we walk the length of the court. And we put Ryan Campbell at the free throw line for 1-1. He has 7 points tonight, has not attempted a free throw yet.
Stats, if it's an indicator, Campbell is probably one of the better free throw shooters on Sandusky.
Sandusky going to go on and take out Harbor Beach really realistically from the Greater Thumb East race. And misses the front end of this one. Rebound brought in by Parker Young.
That opened the door.
An 8-point game, 40 seconds left. James Shelkey, top of the key, dribbles to his left side, goes down the left side of the lane, in off the glass, and he's fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. His last trip to the free throw line, he went 1-for-2, missed the first one, made the second. And with 38 seconds left, this foul goes against Cody Hoig, his second, team's eighth. 8-point differential. James Shelkey, first free throw. This one's good from the lefty. 2-for-3 now from the charity stripe. 48-41, 7-point game. That's where we started the second half. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound, Josh Sauer. And Evan Smoglinski is there to follow him. That'll be Smoglinski's third, team's ninth. So this puts Josh Sauer at the free throw line. He has 16 points, but has not attempted a free throw tonight.
Theoretically, Josh Sauer is a little bit below that of of Campbell.
Shooting, what, 80%?
Campbell shanked the first one. So watch him make both. Both if he hits the front end in this one-on-one.
Josh Sauer, the only white jersey at the free throw line area right now, and he nails it. Gets the second. He has 17. Leads all scorers. Excuse me, I take that back. Ryan Seaman, surprisingly, is actually tied. A quiet 17 for Seaman. Second free throw is good. That puts Sauer ahead at 18. A 9-point game, 35 seconds left. Shelke goes down the left side of the lane, inside the lane, off in for two on the floater. And that is 2 points. And then it's now a 7-point game. A full timeout called by Harbor Beach with 30 seconds left. It's Sandusky 50. A Reach 43.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating President's Day now through the end of the month with great special offers on brand new 2018 Chevrolet vehicles.
Hi, this is Derek Holland. I have a 2018 Silverado 3500 Crew Cab Duramax Diesel with leather seats, Bose radio, remote start, and assist steps. You can lease this truck for $585 a month. Come see me, Derek Holland, at More Shoreline today, and let's make a deal.
Hi, this is Rod Teespa. I have a 2018 Silverado 1500 custom four-wheel drive crew cab. This has the custom value package, trailer and equipment, auto-locking rear differential, OnStar, also remote keyless entry. You can lease it for zero down, $299 a month, 36 months, 10,000 miles a year.
Offers based on 10,000 miles per year lease with all taxes and fees due at signing. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for details. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit More Shoreline.com.
Coming out of the timeout, Harbor Beach nearly got a steal. The coaching staff thought they had a jump ball. Instead, it's a foul. And this foul will go against Devin Finkel. That's his first, team's 10th. So now we have double bonus. And this puts Jared Bender at the free throw line shooting two. He's 2 for 4 from the free throw line, made his last two. And we have 27 seconds left in regulation, 7-point ball game. Bender's going to try and make this one a 9-point ball game. Believe it or not, Harbor Beach has probably had their highest shooting percentages since this last minute of play, John.
That second quarter just killed them.
Free throw is good from Bender, bounces in. He has 13 points, 51-43. Jared Bender coming off the bench, mind you, this game. Second free throw as good as the first.
That's his role.
9-point game, 25 seconds left. Shelke at the left elbow, now at the left wing, goes inside the lane. Nothing there to Parker Yon, left wing. Against Ryan Campbell, nothing there as well. Great defense from Sandusky. Ryan Seaman in the corner to Parker Yon, left wing. 12 seconds left, and we have an on-the-arm foul. This will put Parker Yon at the free throw line shooting 1-1. A little bit odd play by Harbor Beach on offense there. Foul goes against Ryan Campbell, his second, team's 9th.
Yeah, they're actually doing more to go ahead and kill the clock is what they were doing on that one.
And the whole slew of white jerseys came in, replacing all 5. Sandusky will go on to win their final home game of the year in formidable fashion, 52-43 currently. Parker Yon for Harbor Beach shooting 1-1. With 12 seconds left in regulation. First free throw is good. So it slows the bleeding a little bit. That's, believe it or not, Parker Yon's first point of the night. He attempted 2 free throws in the second quarter. That was it. Second free throw is no good. Rebound brought in by number 25, Brian Ross. Over to number 24, Tristan Hoff. Pulls up for the 3. And he misses that one, and there's the final buzzer. And Sandusky wins 52-44, taking out Harbor Beach. And Sandusky now improves on the season to 9-9 in their final home game of the year. After 4 quarters, it's Sandusky 52, Harbor Beach 44. Right here on the WNW Sports Network. Stay tuned. We'll have all of your post-game wrap-up show from the Thumb Dome in Sandusky, Michigan. Right here in your Harwood home for High School Hoops, the WNW Sports
if
Network.
If you are considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or site design in a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include storm grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging